Next is a progress note for Linda Weinhold, W-E-I-N-H-O-L-D, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Place is Covenant Glen in Frankfort. Date was February 23rd, 2022. New paragraph. This is Weinhold was seen regarding coronary artery disease, passes through strokes, atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Very history. Mrs. Weinhold's new complaint is a cat bite period. It's clean. And one night, a few nights ago, when going after a cat, in fact, one cat was trying to hit on the other one, period. She went down, she got a cat bite when he was trying to calm her down. It was in the right dorsum of the hand, by near the wrist, period. No clear drainage, period. It happened in the early morning hours of February 21st, period. In the paragraph, she has the chronic leg ulcers, and it's getting a little better. The left one's getting a bit better, and the right one's still significant. There's still a bit of pain in the calf area, period. The medicines are satisfactorily controlling it, and what helps especially is the addition of Norco Extra before, half an hour before she gets her dressing change, period. We're continuing the zero form dressings for those, period. One leg, namely the right one, had a bit of purulent material, so I'm ordering Keflex, 500 milligrams BID. Apparently, she's stable with respect to her coronary artery disease with previous MIs, period. There's currently no chest pain or other cardiac symptoms, period. In paragraph, atrial fibrillation, her heart rate is stable, period. At the moment, the only anticoagulation she chooses to use is the aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. She no longer takes the Plavix, which is taken at the time of a stroke, and is not an Eliquis. Apparently, she had stopped that at some point. New paragraph, the history of breast cancer with lumpectomy is a stable, period. Just follows neurology for kidney disease, period. Hypertension is controlled at the present time. There's no cardiac symptoms or headaches, period. Continues to have urinary incontinence, period. New paragraph, review of systems is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or bleeding, period. The wounds are the biggest source of the pain, and the cat bite is clean. The paragraph assessment plan. Oh, sorry, a physical exam. Physical exam next. Oh, wait a minute. Passes his father with strokes twice, osteoarthritis, myocardial partial stent, mastectomy, lumpectomy, breast cancer, chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, urinary incontinence, osteoporosis, atrial fibrillation. And this, her father died at 67 of cardiovascular disease, and he was a heavy smoker. His mother died at 78 of severe stroke, period. Examination. She was not acutely distressed or ill and is adequately nourished. Blood pressure 140 over 64. Glucose at 97, pulse 96. Head and neck. Pupils equal and reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. documents normal, auricle is normal, ear is normal inspection. Next up, without nodes or mass, lungs. Clear percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Clear action, normal SOS2, no gout, no murmur. No, and then put down some edema. Abdomen soft and tender. See that screen is mostly normal, sensation intact. She mobilized mostly by wheelchair. And then skin, there's excoriations of the leg wounds that are getting better. The worst pain is in the left calf, period. The paragraph assessment plan. One, there's a wine hold has a cat bite. And the idea is to keep it clean, and they may continue with triple antibiotic for now. Two, she has wound legs that are slowly getting better, but there's still significant pain, period. She may continue with Norco 525, 1 every 8 hours, plus 1 hour before the wound change, period. Three, she has essential hypertension, which is controlled by Canadian metoprolol, 5.5 milligrams. Twice a day. Say that it's once a day. We recently reduced it from twice a day to once a day because pressure was turning low. Four, his atrial fibrillation and the heart rate is stable. And we are continuing amiodarone 100 milligrams daily, but the Eliquis is stopped and the Plavix has been stopped, and he's only on aspirin 81 milligrams daily. The paragraph is having myocardial infarction with descent and strokes. Period. She's stable from this regard, and they will continue the metoprolol 12.5 milligrams daily plus aspirin 1 milligrams daily. Period. She remains on atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Period. New paragraph for leg wounds, I've ordered Keflex 100 milligrams BID as it has been reported to be purulent drain in one area, period. Overall, she's doing fairly well in the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.